All right. Hey, before we get to the nutritionist-approved comfort food recipes, which are approved by a nutritionist, by the way. That's why it says nutritionist approved. Dan, you've read about the Wienermobile, right?
I have.
How about this? Oscar Mayer's Wienermobile needs new drivers. So, hey, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile has had many navigators over its 83. It's been around for 83 years. The Wienermobile's been around for 83 years. Wow. Including performers and a race driver. Now, the Oscar Mayer company is looking for a new generation of hot doggers to get behind the wheel of the iconic ride. Well, a lot of people out of work right now. if you work for the government, you might want to jot down some notes here on this one. Not to laugh about that, because it's really sad that people are not getting paid and they're struggling right now. But the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile has had many navigators over its 83-year history. And KSDK reports that applications are being accepted for the one-year position now through January 31st. Hot doggers tasked with commandeering the Wienermobile will be responsible for doing media interviews and appearing at grocery stores, military, and charity events across the country. The position is primarily a PR job. Candidates with a BA or a BS in public relations, journalism, communications, advertising, or marketing are preferred. Carl Mayer, nephew of Oscar Mayer, introduced the first Wienermobile in 1936. Today there are six vehicles on the road, making 1,400 stops a year. After disappearing for a couple of decades, the Wienermobile was revived in 1986 for its 50th anniversary. Oscar Mayer hires 14 new hot doggers each year. I'm sorry, 12 new hot doggers each year, and usually receives more than 1,000 applications. You get your application in now. You got to the 31st. The job comes with benefits and a competitive salary in addition to the impressive title. The new hires must be ready to hit the road in June of this year for a shot at becoming Oscar Mayer's next Wienermobile driver. Mail or email your resume by the end of the month. That would be fun. I wouldn't be able to drive that thing. It's huge. Can you imagine navigating that thing down the road?
No. I do have a funny related story, though. Yeah. My late grandmother and my aunt Sis, who's still with us, live in the Resurrection Retirement Community on Harlem, right by Higgins. And with a bit of pride, I will say that I was a bit of a rock star in that community for a little while, because when my grandmother moved in, you know, a lot of those folks are listening to us now because they're up in the middle of the night. And you're Stephen Johnny's producer, you know? So I was quite popular among the residents until a woman moved in whose granddaughter was one of the drivers of the Wienermobile.
Oh.
And she brought it there once.
Oh, no. That's it.
And
yeah, your game's over at that point.
My game was over.
Unless you call up Stephen Johnny and say, get here now.
Right. but it was pretty funny because they've got a horseshoe turnabout right in front of that place. And we just happened to be visiting that day. And I'm like, what is the Wienermobile doing?
It was just a coincidence?
It just so happened that they was there that day. And there it was.
Oh, man. I mean, what was the reaction? People going nuts?
Not people were having to give a kick out of it.
Yeah. It's great, man. It's great. I've encountered the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile at a food festival one time, and I saw it driving down the street, which is weird. When you see the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile just driving down the street, right. You're like, "What is it? Where? Huh?" And it's really big. I mean, I know there's six of them now that people are driving around, but it's really big. And I know that the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile does show up at the Mustard Festival up in Wisconsin, and they serve the Oscar Mayer hot dogs out of the Wienermobile. I bet that would be fun, though, to just drive around in the Wienermobile and then just do PR and hang out at festivals and stuff. Has anybody encountered the Wienermobile? 312-981-7200. If you've ever had an experience with the Wienermobile, maybe somebody has driven the Wienermobile. Maybe somebody had this gig for a little while and they're listening right now.
The Wienermobile is 27 feet long and 11 feet high.
Whew. Wow. I've never been inside. I wonder what it's like inside the Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Do they have any interior pictures of the Wienermobile? I've seen the outside of the Wienermobile live and, on pictures and film and stuff.
I am not seeing any interior pictures, but the 2004 version of the Wienermobile included a voice-activated GPS navigation device, an audio center with a wireless microphone, a horn that played the Wiener jingle in 24 different genres, from Cajun to rap to bossa nova.
What? Is it what? What's the Wiener? What's the song?
Is it just the Oscar Mayer song, you think?
No, because that's baloney. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. Do they have one for my hot dog has a first name? It's O-S-C-A-R. Not sure what the... But they have... How many different genres?
it's just... 21.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer.
Oh, of course. How did I forget about this?
That is what I truly like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener,
I wouldn't have to answer calls like these.
What was that?
I think that was a parody, thankfully. That didn't swear.
The Oscar, of course. How did I forget about it? I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. Of course, that's the theme. That's as iconic as the baloney theme. That's great. Wonder who's responsible for writing these Oscar Mayer themes. Because I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener is pretty classic. If you've ever encountered the Oscar Mayer wiener, please let us know. 312-981-7200. Again, if you want to drive the Oscar Mayer wiener, you've got until January 31st to get your applications going and to get your resume in by the end of the month. And then you have to be ready by June of this year and get ready to do some PR stuff, driving around, going to grocery store, military charity events across the country and handling the media. And it is preferred that you have a BA or a BS in public relations, journalism, communications, advertising, or marketing. So there you go. Okay, we're going to take a break. Oh, I think we have some Oscar Mayer Wienermobile callers coming in, or maybe texters. We'll jump into that. We're also going to talk about some comfort food recipes that are nutritionist approved. Talking about food this morning on the show. 312-981-7200. The news is up after this.
Right.
Oh, I love the Go-Go's. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Jay requesting the Go-Go's. Our lips are sealed here on a Thursday morning. How you doing? We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. We're here till 5 o'clock. After this show at 5 is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich, and at 6 o'clock, your morning drive with the great Steve Cochran. All righty then. We've been talking about food for a lot of the morning here, and grooming, which also came up. And we're going to get to some nutritionist-approved comfort food recipes that are surprisingly good. So that'll be coming up. But we just talked about the Wienermobile, and if you just heard, they're looking for drivers. Oscar Mayer is looking for drivers for the Wienermobile. You got till January 21st to get that to get your resume going and to get the application going, and you got to be ready to drive by June. And we were just talking about the Wienermobile in general and how it stole Dan's thunder at the retirement center when it showed up. And yeah, you can't compete with the Wienermobile.
No, you can't.
You can't. So I was asking if anybody had ever like been inside it or had any kind of experience with the Wienermobile. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We got a couple of callers here, and if you want to talk or text in your thoughts on that, 312-981-7200. Here's Julie on WGN. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right. What's up?
I'd say over 55 years ago, the Wienermobile came to the Jewel in Oaklawn, and they gave away little bitty whistles
in
the shape of the Wienermobile.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, and so this was how long ago? 55 years ago?
Oh, over 55. I mean, I'm 69, so yeah. I had to be maybe 10 at the time. So it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I had one of those whistles when I was a kid. The Wienermobile.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So they were cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And which Jewel was it? You said Oak Lawn.
In Oak Lawn, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. So, and you still remember it? Yeah. There you go.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, Julie.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Take care. There you go. Bye. The little whistles, the little Wienermobile whistles. Yeah. I totally forgot about that. But yes, those go hand in hand. So if you're going to get hired as a driver, you're going to be handing out some whistles. Here's Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
All right.
My wife was shopping at Jewel up in Franklin Park. She comes home and says, hey, the Wienermobile's over there. We grabbed a camera and went running up there real quick, and they had it set up, and they were passing out whistles.
Yeah.
But I brought my original, like the lady said, I had the original whistle that looks like the Wienermobile, like a little car with a thing. They still pass out the whistles, but it's just the Oscar Mayer Wiener with the logo on it. They still pass, but I wanted to show them I had an original one from back in the 60s. Still had mine, but they allowed me to get in it and take some pictures, and the whole interior of it, all the seats and the walls and everything are all designed with little Oscar Mayer Wiener trucks all over it, but they were really neat. They let you get in it. I took pictures sitting in the driver's seat.
Oh, that's cool.
I tried to buy the guy's hat, and everything they've got is Oscar Mayer Wiener related, and they had the hats, and I collect hats, and I wanted to buy his hat. I offered him up to $25. He said, I can't do it. It's part of my uniform, and I don't have a backup for it.
Ah.
But what they did do that was neat there was they raffled off a Wienermobile go-kart. somebody that grabbed a raffle ticket, they had a raffle at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Somebody, I wish I would have won it, because I'm a geek with that. I've got Oscar Mayer Beanie Babies. I've got Oscar Mayer Wiener Christmas ornaments that sing the logo and all that stuff. Yeah, pretty neat.
That's cool. That's cool that you got to get in there and take some pictures. That's fun, man.
Yeah, they're really, really neat about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they travel all over. Like, it's wintertime here now, so I was asking, where do you go? What do you do? And the thing does over 60, it can do 70 miles an hour. And I thought, man, that's got to be something.
Yeah.
But really neat. Yeah, they're
very
really
cool.
Good with, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Okay.
Take care.
Easy.
See ya. Could you imagine going 70 miles an hour in the Wienermobile? Just flying down the highway in the Wienermobile. Cranking some Sabbath. You know, they're talking about this two jewels. I wonder if it's ever been to my dad's jewel. My dad's been working at that jewel now, I think 11 years. I think it's been 11 years that he's been at the jewels over there at Irving and Narragansett. And I wonder if it's ever been there while he's been working there. Don't know. I'll have to ask him. But yeah. More Wienermobile. We got a bunch of texts coming in too. I didn't know we were going to get it. Had no idea that we were going to get such a big response to the Wienermobile.
Mm-hmm.
I think I underestimated the power of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. 312-981-7200 is the phone number here. Sean on WGN. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up?
So not only have I been inside the Wienermobile, I got to drive it about 100 feet.
You drove it 100 feet, huh?
Yeah, I used to pick up at Kraft Heinz in Madison, Wisconsin, and used to pick up material there when they were closing the plant down. They had three of them there, and one of them was in my way. I couldn't get into my Dodge, and they had to say, well, we don't have anybody to drive it, so you're the only one that's got a CDL. Go ahead and hop in and, you know, move it out of your way.
Look at that. So he got to drive.
I didn't get it up to 70, though. I didn't get it quite to 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe about 10.
I was really nervous
driving that thing.
Bet,
really
man.
Nervous. I didn't want to mess up one of my childhood dreams.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you only drove it 100 feet, but that's got to be a real chore to navigate if you're, you know, because of its size and everything.
You know what? When you can back up an oversized semi, you can back up and move just about anything.
Oh, okay. Well, so, there you go.
it wasn't too bad. It was like driving something like the size of a larger RV or something like that. It's pretty much what it was based off of.
That's cool. That's a great claim to fame, Sean. Thanks for the call, buddy.
No problem. Have a good day, Nick.
You too, man. That's pretty cool. He didn't get it up to 70, though. How long do you think it takes the Wienermobile to go from 0 to 70? What can we call Tom Appel?
Let's see if we can find that out.
Is there an estimation as to how long it takes for the Wienermobile to get up to 70 miles an hour? I would imagine a really long time. That would be my guess is. And what's the mileage like with the Wienermobile? I mean, is this person who gets hired to drive around, is he going to have to stop at the gas station every 15 minutes? Is that, you know? So, a bunch of texts here. Marilyn says, I lived by a gas station where the Wienermobile would sometimes park between trips. So it was just parked at a gas station. That's there's an empty Wienermobile at the mobile on the corner. 815 area code says, I saw the Wienermobile going down the I-90 one time. It was pretty weird to see, and it was also in one of our local parades. Oh, yeah, parades are another big thing the Wienermobile can be in. Hey, Dan, did you see that for the Rose Bowl parade on New Year's Day, they had Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon doing the fake play-by-play? Did you see that one of the floats caught fire?
No.
And so there's Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon. They have to stay in character. They're in the costumes. They have to stay in character. So this is real. There's a real fire now. So the parade is like kind of halted, and they had to improvise through that whole thing. And they brought in who just happened to be, this is true, Molly Shannon was on Fallon last night, and you know how much I love her. And she's in a new show that premieres tonight on Comedy Central called The Other Two. But anyway, so just so happens that in the parade, further down in the parade, was a horse-drawn fire truck, guys. It was a horse-drawn fire carriage with firemen. Mm-hmm. So they had the horse-drawn fire carriage go back and help put out the fire. And it was just like, I mean, that's classic stuff for Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon to play with. And they said they had a blast. She said they had a blast doing it. Because how do you fill that in? I mean, it stops the parade. You can't not talk about it. And then they talked about how the horse drawn. And then they showed a little footage of it. Fallon showed a little footage of it. It was hilarious. But yeah, the Wienermobile. What else? 312 area code says, the Wienermobile makes its way around at grocery store appearances. I've been in it a number of times. I believe my favorite author, Dave Barry, embarrassed his son by picking him up in front of the school with it. That's pretty funny. Also, some DJs drove it through a drive-thru a few years back. Yeah, man, we're going to drive the Wienermobile through a drive-thru. Yeah! That sounds like a fantastic DJ radio stunt right there. Pete says, my late dad was a Chicago fireman, and every Christmas / picnic in the 60s, the Wienermobile with Little Oscar would be there. Look at that. 815 area code says, I ran a service station in Peoria for a while, and the Wienermobile broke down at our station one day. Needless to say, business was way up until it got towed away, and we all got Wiener whistles for the trouble of blocking half of the driveway. That's pretty funny. Wienermobile breaks down and you... Hey, you got Wienermobile whistles out of it for the inconvenience. That was nice. All right. Wow, we're getting a lot of Wienermobile calls and texts here. I didn't know this was going to... I guess it's a piece of Americana. It's iconic. It's the Wienermobile. 312-981-7200. Is the phone number for talk and text if you want to join us. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. That wraps up Triple Play Thursday for today. We'll do it again next week. Triple Play Thursday! Jay's final Triple Play there is the Go-Go's, and that's La La Land from the Go-Go's. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here, live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here till 5 o'clock. Coming up, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. We've been talking about the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, and man, Dan, I mean, what kind of response are we getting here to the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
And Mary Vanderbilt let me know that this came up on Bill and Wendy's show yesterday.
It did.
And for the same reason. And apparently they also have got a lot of texts and phone calls.
So it did. It came up on Bill and Wendy's show yesterday, Mary?
Oh yeah, they got a. Sorry, I was eating a cookie. They got a lot of calls from people who had driven the Wienermobile and who had a job in college driving the Wienermobile. You know,
yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're because you know, again, this is a topic that's popular now because they're hiring people to drive the Wienermobile at this point. So,
and it's big in Madison, Wisconsin, because isn't that the location of the Oscar Mayer plant or something.
Is it?
I thought so yesterday. We were talking about that.
Oh, okay.
I used to live in Madison, and I remember the Wienermobile was just everywhere.
It was everywhere, huh?
Yeah.
Dave Hennett in the sports department has more information. Oh. Dave Hennett in the sports department has more
information.
Hold on,
let me get Dave in here. Well, everybody talks about that. Everybody, this is the most popular topic of all time.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, what about the Wienermobile?
So my daughter actually applied for the job she was a senior in college in journalism school. And she like made the final cut, and they flew her up to Madison for some group interview, as I recall, and she ended up not getting it, which honestly, I was kind of relieved,
yeah,
because the thought of her driving around the country in this Wienermobile for a year didn't really appeal to me from a parental standpoint,
sure.
But yeah, I mean, it was very... of a really highly sought after position.
It is high paying, I believe.
It offers benefits too.
Yeah,
and you know, they gave all the details in the story, but I didn't even I guess I didn't realize just how popular the Wienermobile is.
Dave, was this the same daughter that appeared on Jeopardy?
Yes, same so one. Only
she
one
made Jeopardy, but not the Wienermobile.
That's correct.
That's how difficult it is to get into the Wienermobile. Someone who got onto Jeopardy couldn't get in.
She must have failed the parallel parking test.
You know, it wouldn't shock me. I mean, those things are hard to park.
Oh, yeah. Sure. They're huge. And, you know, I don't know if you guys were listening earlier. They get up to 70, though. You can get the Wienermobile up to 70 miles an hour.
Right. That's one of the things that worried me.
Yeah.
I didn't really want her driving 70 miles an hour in a hot dog.
Yeah.
With the ketchup flying off.
I see. You know, what would be funny is you know, I think it's 0 to 70. I think it takes a half an hour, though, Dave. So it would
I feel a little better then.
Well, thank you for you guys for your contribution to the fantastic Wienermobile conversation.
Anything
we're having
we can
morning.
Do, Dave.
Thank you, buddy. You can listen to those guys on Steve Cochran later this morning. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hello. The local headquarters for the Wienermobile is the Kraft corporate headquarters in Northfield. It's always parked right in front of the building. Also, like in front of the building, like in the parking lot, there's a giant, like a 25-foot macaroni and cheese sculpture. It's just like one big piece of orange
right.
macaroni.
Right.
And then also, I guess they own Planters, because there's a big statue of Mr. Peanut, and there's a big statue of Mrs. Butterworth, and Mrs. Butterworth's bottle. So there's a lot of fun in Northfield.
That sounds like an amusement park.
It is. It's just like they just put out all their brand stuff, you know, right there in the parking lot.
That's pretty cool. And that's in Northfield.
Northfield, okay. Right off of the Edens.
That's great. Thank you, John. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, I think that macaroni thing, the big like macaroni sculpture thing, I think they have several of those because they I saw it outside. It was outside of Wrigley once.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, it was outside of Wrigley for a while. So, yeah. Anyway, all right. Go out to Northfield and check out the giant Mrs. Butterworth bottle. And the Wienermobile is stationed there. So, Trucker Rich says, I saw the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile and the Budweiser Clydesdale parade team at Fort Benning. You know, Dan, a few years ago, I hosted a weekend trip to St. Louis with a bunch of listeners, and we went to St. Louis to see the Hawks play the Blues. It was between Christmas and New Year's of 2013, and we had really good weather. We had really, really good weather when we went. Hawks lost, by the way, in overtime at that game. And we ended up doing the Budweiser tour, which is a great tour. But the Clydesdales, they were outside. And I didn't even realize that the Clydesdales were actually there. I didn't know that. I just thought they brewed the beer there. I didn't know that the Clydesdales were kept there, that they have stables for the horses. They're magnificent. They're really magnificent. And each one of them had a weird name. They had their own stable. Some were outside, some were inside. And that was my favorite part of the whole thing. I mean, you know, I was drinking at that time. So, you know, the free beer at the end, was great. You get two free beers at the end of the thing. But, for me, the highlight was looking at the Clydesdales. Because they're just magnificent creatures, man. That was, and you know, I like horses, so I was,
yeah,
that was very cool. Have you ever been?
I have been. Yeah,
it's great, isn't it?
It is very cool.
Yeah,
very
it's a great it. Tour. A really, really great tour. I tell everybody to go to check it out. If you're in St. Louis, do the Budweiser tour, the Anheuser-Busch tour. It's great.
One text before you get to those texts. Mary Sandberg Boyle checking in this morning.
Okay.
I live in Northfield. You can't see the sculptures from the road. You do have to pull in the lot to see them.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate that for the information. If you want to see those sculptures, you got to go get up and go close and personal. All right. School bus driver Bill says, for perspective, a bus is 41 feet long versus the 27-foot Wienermobile. All right. That's much bigger. 309 area code says, it was in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois for about 15 years ago, and it broke down. We're not hearing a lot of good things about the performance of the Wienermobile breaking down all over the place. It was at the Chevrolet garage for about 3 days getting worked on. The kids with it were great. It pulled up to the Red Lobster and gave away keychains and wiener whistles before it got fished. Is that a Red Lobster? Oscar Mayer, the Wienermobile shows up at a Red Lobster? It's trying to compete with the Cheddar Bay biscuits. That was what's happening. 620 says, saw the Wienermobile in Memphis. They were staying at the same hotel as they were staying at the same hotel as we were. Why'd you just sleep in the Wienermobile? You don't need a hotel if you're in the Wienermobile. 312 area code says, I saw it driving down Lakeshore Drive one time, which is strange. And then finally, Jeff says, just don't get caught hot dogging in it. Hold on now. Wait a minute. Can you hold it now? Okay. Dan, I guess for the show tomorrow, we can just do all 4 hours Wienermobile talk.
Yep.
Everybody has a Wienermobile story. But tomorrow, we got a couple of great guys from the band Trick Shooter Social Club. We've had them on several times. They got a new CD out, and we're going to talk to the two guys who always come down. They're really, really cool. And I hope they bring me a cool T-shirt, because every time they've come, they've brought me a really cool Trick Shooter T-shirt. So, and those guys will be coming in. And we've got all our regular Friday features. That's for tomorrow. All right. We'll take a break. The news is coming up after this.